News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With expert advice and support from Vodafone, your business can make technology work for you. See vodafone.ie/business.
And delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Luke Hanlon. He's the Managing Director of SuperValue and Centra. Luke, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby. Great to be here with you and your listeners today.
Now, let's go back to the early days. Ballincollig, the eldest of six. Both your parents were guards, and we nearly lost you to the guards. Tell us that story first.
Yeah, from Ballincollig originally. And as you say, my two parents, my mother was from Limerick, my father from Kerry, and they settled in Ballincollig, and they were both guards in the city. And my eyesight actually was the differentiator there. I wasn't quite 20/20 at the time. Laser surgery has corrected it since, but unfortunately I couldn't go that direction, so I went
off to
direction.
UCC to study food science. You then, I know you have a master's in business from the IMI as well, but food science in UCC, did you enjoy that?
Loved it. I guess growing up, I spent a lot of my time in Ballyhigan, County Kerry, North County Kerry.
Beautiful place.
Lovely place in a small townland where my father's family farm was, a place called Tir Shanahan. And that instilled in me a love of nature, farming, food. And I flirted with the idea of farming and maybe being a vet at some stage, but I settled on a move in towards food science because that felt like a natural fit, and then into Kerry Group from there.
Yeah, and your first job in the Kerry Group, did you go in as a graduate? You ended up making cheese for the Irish and the European markets. That sounds very exciting, but I think the Kerry Group making cheese is a significant operation.
It is, I did join the graduate programme. Kerry had a pattern of hiring people before their final exams, and they called it the milk run. And I was picked up in that graduate programme piece. Went in and did work as a production and factory manager there for 5 years. And I did actually butter, dairy spreads, low Kerry made all those good things, and then processed cheese from there. And look, Kerry are a fantastic organisation, something for Irish people to be really proud of. And it was a fantastic time in my career, I have to say.
Yeah. And was your route then to the Musgrave Group, where you've been for, 23 years?
Yeah.
That was through the supply chain. Was it your first job in Musgraves was in supply chain?
It was, and indeed 16 of my 23 years in Musgrave has been in supply chain.
Okay.
So there was a nice link from food production into supply chain, and I really enjoyed every step of that over 16 years and working with a fantastic supply chain team. And then I became HR director, and then more recently became managing director for SuperValue and Centra.
Which is very, very interesting career progression, because you would have said they're probably very three different disciplines in some ways. So the organisation has allowed you to grow. Well, let's start with the supply chain piece, where you spent, I suppose, the longest time. So in terms of purchasing, you were the man who kept the lights on during COVID, making sure that there was stocks on the shelves. Tell us a little bit even about that time.
Yeah, I and 2,700 other people were responsible during that period, I have to say. So the breadth of the role, as it grew over time for me, I started as an operations manager and then eventually became a supply chain director and then ultimately chief supply chain officer for the Musgrave Group. And the scale of the supply chain in Musgrave is significant. So that supply chain feeds 1 in 3 Irish people every day of the week and the year.
Wow.
Right? So you can imagine during something like a pandemic, the demand fluctuates massively, and we saw a massive increase in the retail side of the business and a temporary drop in the food service side, and then that went up and down as we went through that period of lockdowns and openings. And it really was a fantastic period to see what people are capable of.
Yeah.
You mentioned a while ago, Bobby, the difference between, you know, supply chain, HR and into the MD role. One unifying factor in all of those is people. And that's what really interests and excites me, I have to say.
Oh, it's great. In terms of technology in the purchasing process, as in the supply chain, what changes have you seen in the last 22 years in terms of, I suppose, how the butter gets from where it's made to the shelf in Centra or SuperValue to how it gets to the consumer?
Yeah, I think the two biggest changes I've seen are speed and accuracy, right? So as an example, in our warehouses, we would use voice picking technology.
Right.
And what that does is it reduces the error rate, the human error rate that's possible when orders are being processed for stores, right? But our fresh supply chain in particular is state of the art, right? So we have a two-day turnaround from supplier producing the product to the product being on the shelf of a SuperValue or Centra store. And that's all about being able to predict demand and then being able to react using technology and our colleagues to be able to deliver on that requirement. But then the other big piece is automation. So we recently, a couple of years ago, opened a significant automation extension in our Kilcock site, which will be our largest distribution centre. And that saw us reaching top quartile automation levels in relation to how product is handled on the ambient side of our business.
And this is this technology, I assume, is a significant investment.
It is a big investment. It is a big investment, but a real future-proof investment. And we've seen the benefits of that in terms of our ability to serve the growing needs of our customers in SuperValu and Central.
And the fact that you're the collective MD for SuperValu and Central, sometimes, you know, and I know different companies and different organisations have different views on that, the differences between SuperValu and Centra, you could probably acutely tell them far more than anybody else, but to the consumer maybe they're not as nuanced.
Getcha. So like SuperValu, we've got 220 SuperValus across the country, more of a grocery supermarket offering.
Bigger footplate.
Bigger footprint, big on fresh food, more of a bigger basket trolley shop for consumers. Centra, we have more than 500 Centras across the country, so 725 stores between both brands. And Centra is more in the convenience space where people want to get in and out, get high quality food, good service, but quickly. And that offers a different, more top-up mission. And you see that in convenience locations like Dublin City Centre or Cork City Centre, but equally more of a neighbourhood format in more rural areas.
You're looking also, and again, your few years as the HR director will have paid dividends, because you're looking at an organisation here that has almost 30,000 staff.
Yeah. And
it's a lot of people.
Incredible, incredible people. So if I think about in stores, right, we've got butchers, bakers, fishmongers, deli staff, people at checkouts, and we call them the difference makers, because they are of their local community, working with an independent retailer who could be third, fourth, fifth generation in that community. And then what you have on the Musgrave side, and you go back up the supply chain, I've had the privilege of working with incredible people through challenging times, through times of growth. We mentioned the pandemic earlier on. And as a HR director, as a leader, as MD now, and as a supply chain director and chief supply chain officer at different stages, I've gotten to work with that calibre of people.
Absolutely.
All the way through, which has been fantastic, I have to say.
Yeah. What about the 1,800 suppliers and the relationships that you build with those? I know the Food Academy has been a really good, I suppose, game changer in some ways in terms of bringing on smaller business that you see something in and you help scale them by giving them opportunity. You sort of hold their hands, which I think is invaluable to a small food producer at that particular stage.
Yeah, like the impact that SuperValu and Centra have had on suppliers of all shapes and sizes. So we deal with the big multinationals, as you'd expect, but I have to say I have a soft spot in my heart for the smaller local producer that has come through Food Academy. And to give you an example, there's a father and daughter duo in Killybegs, the Shine family.
Oh, I know them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they produce some of our...
The tuna man.
Tea. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And to see families invest in their own business and their own idea. And for Musgrave, who partner with people who are similar, actually, independent retailers are very similar to Food Academy suppliers, small family businesses who have a passion in food. And it's just a natural extension for us and something that I'm very proud to be involved in, I have to say.
What are your thoughts on how we're shopping now and maybe how that might change for the future? It's a pretty competitive market that you operate in. There's a lot of people there to take your lunch if you're not up early every day. So where do you see it? Where do you see it going next?
Yeah, well, the Irish market is exceptionally competitive and a lot of different offerings in that market. For me, it's all about getting to the right value equation for shoppers. So we feel that we are uniquely placed because we've got 725 independent retailers who are of their community. And their insight from talking to shoppers on the shop floor every day back into Musgrave allows us to refine what our offering is for that local community. So that we see as being a significant point of difference. Time is a big challenge for people.
Yeah.
So convenience and being able to offer that service for people is really important. At different stages, different things dial up. So if I go back to the COVID and the pandemic as an example, the personal contact, the service piece was very, very important during that period. And then we're seeing growing trends on health. So the range that we're offering is constantly changing as we go forward. But that's all based on being close to the shopper.
Yeah. And tell me this, were you upset or delighted that Piers Doherty didn't know who Superman you were?
Well, the first thing I'd say is there was a lot of commenting on that during the week, and we all make mistakes, right? But I have to say, Supervalue, from being an Irish perspective, Supervalue is nearly 50 years in operation in Ireland. Our Irish credentials are very clear. We're in every community up and down the country. And Musgrave itself, who own the Supervalue brand, are nearly 150 years old, will be 150 next year. And that company has been Irish all the way through. So we're very much...
That's it. That comes from the chief. Also, it's a big weekend. Mm. You're the sponsor for the big day tomorrow. Mm. Central, the sponsor of the All-Ireland and the hurling final is tomorrow. You're a Cork man. You're the sponsor. You're up here for the weekend. We got to get your thoughts on the big day.
Really looking forward to it, I have to say, because as an occasion, and it was at last year's final where Cork lost, we didn't get the result, but the occasion was fantastic, right? And as a kind of a highlight of the Irish sporting calendar, the All-Ireland Hurling Final and the All-Ireland Football Final the following week are top class. So I think we'll see an exhibition of sport tomorrow. And for anyone who's in the vicinity, if you want to see an exhibition of convenience retailing, call into Centra and Paul and Jor in Centra Dunkranda.
There you go. There you go. Well said. A true ambassador for his own business. Luke Hanlon, Managing Director of Supervalue in Centra. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.